Go. Hi, welcome to our podcast. I don't know, did we settle on a name?
I think we are the Unmentionable Nerds. Wait, what?
Undercover.
Name to be determined.
Undercover. No, we're Undercover Nerds, aren't we?
Undercover Nerds.
Undercover. Because if
we don't know who we are.
Yes.
You don't know who we are.
Because we look like cool kids on the exterior, but inside,
we're sad.
Or at least we think we do.
My name is Robert.
I'm Tammy.
I'm Belle.
And we are introducing Belle to the Kingdom Hearts fandom. You're a Kingdom Hearts virgin.
Yes, I'm a virgin.
What do you think of the game so far? You know you were unconscious throughout the whole tutorial. she woke up like
she was unconscious for all of Traverse Town.
Well, I mean,
to wait for the tutorial.
We're still in Traverse Town. We just met like Leon. Fucking Squall. We met Squall.
Squall.
He's such an edgelord. He like, so I'm like a minute in and I'm already shit talking Squall. So he like their world like got consumed by darkness.
Okay.
And Squall was like, oh man, I couldn't protect my world, so I don't deserve to be called Squall anymore. I'm gonna go by Leon.
I love how like you barely like introduce the game to her, and then you're already shit-talking Squall.
Anyway, what do you think of
Also, assume that any explaining being done is towards me, not necessarily the audience. Yes,
because I am obsessed with you.
And my first impression is that I'm, like, vaguely uncomfortable with anime being mixed with Disney.
Yeah, so you asked why there are anime characters.
Ooh,
so
I
want to
explain this one.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. So basically, what happened was I'm not sure if it was a CEO or something like that. Someone from Disney and someone from Square Enix literally met
in an
elevator. I think
it was the
president
of Disney at the time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They literally ran into each other in an elevator. And this is what I call a fucking elevator pitch, okay? These two literally, like, was like, we should work together, and came out of the elevator, and like they started planning Kingdom Hearts. Like,
yeah,
that's literally how it happened.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, like, Disney, and then like I was saying, Square Enix, like the Final Fantasy games, which are anime as fuck. So that's why.
Yeah.
And then like the characters don't all look how they do in their respective games. Obviously, Donald and Goofy don't have armor, and Donald's fucking bullshit. Disney. Anyway. Characters like the Heartless original characters, Sora, Riku, and Kairi are all original characters, and there's a few more that actually I think those are the only ones in this game.
Are there any characters that are like original to purely the Kingdom Hearts series?
Yeah, Sora.
Okay.
Sora, Kairi, Riku. There are characters that are originals, but they're based on the companies. Like we'll meet him in this game, but Yen Sid.
Yen Sid. What
his,
the fuck is up with these names?
Spell's name backwards.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
And there's another character called Ericus, and if you rearrange his names, it's Square, as in Square Enix. And him and Yen Sid are good friends.
I'm disgusted.
Oh, Belle.
That is so...
Belle,
like,
let me tell you. If
sixth grade bullshit.
The naming
like
conventions
fanfic.
In
yeah,
this
that's
game
like fanfic.
Don't get better.
That's like a fanfic.
The naming conventions don't get better. They're expect to see a lot of the letter X.
Also,
that's all I'm going to say about that.
X!
Before anything
it's
else.
It's the X
you
factor.
How you were talking about the white mushrooms giving you stuff.
Yeah.
If you read the journal, it says they might help you give you an item if you help them.
Yeah, but it doesn't say how you help
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's. Then you start wondering, it's like, oh, how do I help them?
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. I never went through the journals when I first played through. I just was like...
I know. So, all right. So,
going around feeding
we did a test podcast before this where we were going through Destiny Island. And Tammy was just failing miserably at racing with Riku.
I was distracted by his non-existent booty.
He wasn't even on screen.
He's on screen for like a second. I think sped off into the sunset.
I think it took you like five minutes to go touch, like go to the end of the beach, which isn't very long in the game.
I didn't even get to the star because I saw him walking back. I was like, okay, I guess the race is over. Like,
oh, no, Riku, wait, I want to make out.
wait.
And then I went back and they were like, oh, you didn't go touch the star. I'm like, God damn it. So I had to go back.
So Belle, to catch you up, right now, we are... I actually don't remember. What are we doing, Tammy? You were playing.
Wait, what?
What are we doing right now?
Oh, we are about to get on the gummy ship for the first time.
Yes.
And it looks like we're buying things from a toddler.
aside from that. Get Donald and Goofy better weapons so they don't die immediately. And then you proceed to not do that.
Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm just worried about me. Because I know this motherfucker's not going to heal me.
All right, then get stuff for Goofy, because Goofy will actually help you.
All right. Should I get him this? I like how they actively give you
a character that is, like, a dick.
By the way, don't let your kids listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. As you may have heard from, like, the many F-bombs that have been dropped already, this is not a child-friendly podcast.
No. It is cat-friendly.
It's very cat friendly. We've got
not dog friendly. Dogs are innocent.
Yeah, they're too pure. Cats are like college students. They're disgusting.
Okay.
Well,
they have dirty minds.
I've never seen him struggle to get on the counter before.
Oh my god!
What are you doing?
This podcast is featuring Wade.
You're not supposed to be running around. Your scrotum's tied up.
Oh my god.
Stop Rob's it. Cat.
This podcast is guest starring Wade, Rob's cat.
Oh man, dude, I want more Smarties.
Wade Wilson.
I'm gonna get more Smarties. He is named,
Wade Wilson.
He's named after Deadpool because
You're a nerd.
Because
you are.
You're an undercover nerd.
We dropped the title.
I'm Will Smith.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
I'm saving myself for pizza.
Are you going to let pizza pop
my cherry. All
right.
I'm gonna take one. Not the whole pack. Just one.
Just let me pop one pill.
I'm glad you said that.
Just one pill.
All right. I need one of you guys to take two. All right. Here's the thing. Tammy, I'm going to fucking expose myself before you do. I have, like, mild OCD.
Mild my ass.
So I will do this thing.
He's so fucking OCD.
I'll do this thing.
His closet is color coordinated.
All right. So you know how Smarties, they come in a pack with an uneven number. It's always an odd number. So I'll eat, like, an even number on both sides of my mouth. But now that you guys have taken three of them, I'm not worried about that. I'll split the last Smartie in half. And chew each half of it on one side of my mouth. But now I can just eat an even number.
You're the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Rob, you're disgusting. I'm just kidding, I love you.
That's like, you'll hear this consistently throughout any conversation you hear between any of us. Tammy's whole thing is like, I'll fucking kill you, I love you. Like, or like, you're a bitch, I love you.
If y'all... They can't see, but I'm a very small Asian woman.
Very small.
Small and angry.
among our friend group, Tammy is the muscle.
We've established this regardless of how much she tries to fight it, which in fighting it, she proves she's the muscle.
And then I'm the beauty you guys can't see, so just take my word for
it. Fuck you! He's a
beauty! he's long.
No, I said I'm the brains.
And tired. Handsome.
I said I'm the brains.
Long tan and tired.
Long tan and tired.
I'm the brains of this obligation.
Obligation? what the fuck was that laugh? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
So what am I?
Alright, I'm not gonna go through...
Why am I the legs?
You know why.
I don't even have the longest legs.
What do you do before you fight somebody, Belle? Please, explain.
I'm not gonna say it.
If you don't, I will.
I
read them.
I no. Well. I roll. Yay. I roll my pant legs up.
I have. So Belle, I have more bodies prior, to collect my money for me.
Belle, prior to fighting anybody, will find the nearest chair or table or whatever to put her leg on, and aggressively pull up her pant leg.
Not her arm, not her sleeves. Sorry, her arm leg.
My arm leg.
Her sleeves. Her pant legs. Apparently, I can't talk. All right, Belle. Okay, so because this particular podcast is about Kingdom Hearts and virgins, or is it simultaneous? Anyway,
I mean the title probably is going to be Kingdom Hearts Virgin.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so I'm not going to go and try to find the third Trinity.
Blue Trinity. I mean, we don't need it right now.
What I'm going to do is go ahead to the next world so that Belle can experience her first Disney world in Disney
world. Tammy, are you alright?
Disney world in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
After we get past this dumb gummy shit bullshit.
Yes. Dumb shit bullshit.
It is. The gummy ship sucks in Kingdom Hearts 1. It's so bad. It's like an on-the-rail shooter, but it's not well executed. They made it a lot more fun in the second game. They showed some gameplay for the third one.
The wordless ship also gives us a hard time.
It's spot on goofy impression. I do a Donald voice, but I can only do like his weird little.
No, that's like a some kind of creature of the swamp. Like what the fuck?
I was going to look out during flight. Are you gonna press the X button? Or?
All right.
Cool. What are you doing?
Wait, I'm taking a picture for my Instagram.
You should follow us on Instagram because we're artists and we need the exposure.
Yeah, but we can't. But we're undercover. They can't know our actual Instagrams.
Damn it.
We should make an Instagram for undercover nerds.
We should do that.
Wait. We're not undercover. Wait, hold on. What?
What?
We're undercover nerds because we don't look. We can show our faces. What the fuck is? You guys have taken this term and just like gone the full mile with it. Holy shit!
Oh my god!
And he says he's the brains.
I am.
Tammy.
I'll put.
Your hand is too close to my knee for comfort. I'm
no.
I'll put our Instagram handles in the description.
Please come check us out. I draw gay boys.
I draw prostitutes.
And pretty girls. I do draw pretty girls. I think so.
I mostly draw prostitutes and woodland creatures.
I draw normal shit.
How many,
like cartoons.
How many prostitutes is actually on your Instagram?
Stardust is all over it.
She's not a prostitute!
She's the mother of all prostitutes!
Okay, then she's not a prostitute herself!
She's been a prostitute! How do you think to be a mother of all prostitutes?
Okay. I'm sorry. Fuck, I hate this thing.
Welcome to the first of several odd noises that Tanya will make over the course of several podcasts.
She's influenced both of us quite a bit.
Yes, Tammy is... If any of you are familiar with Fruits Baskets, Tammy is a fucking year of the cat.
I'm a monkey, bitch.
You're a cat, and you know you're a cat.
You make meowing noises all the time.
You are the year of the cat fan club.
By Asian standards. Oh
if anything,
God,
you're most like Hiyo in that show.
What are you talking about? I am so Ritsu. That's a monkey, right? Yeah. I'm just gonna like hold down the circle button.
I will say we'll do a podcast where we talk about Fruits Basket because I don't want to get off.
I love Fruits Basket.
That's another thing. I'm a virgin for
next podcast. Fruits Basket.
Oh yes. My god.
Belle can't be a part of that one. She's never seen it.
But then it's Fruit Basket's virgin.
How many virgins are we gonna have? Like
a lot, considering I'm a virgin to many things.
You ain't a virgin in the
dick.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Let's not assault me like that because it's not true.
What?
What? What?
Never mind.
Bitch, I'm gonna tell Ed.
What?
Show that meteor who's boss.
I will. Oh, fuck your face!
Oh my god.
I
also think Tam is probably the most aggressive gamer out of all of us.
Yeah.
Although I will say I'm not allowed to play Mario Kart.
Why?
Oh man, the fucking first place of the goddamn Coliseum. No, that's not
I just realized that they can't see the look that I just had on my face. I'm violent when I play Mario Kart, which I know I'm not, like, unique for, but I've been banned from playing Mario
Kart. It's a friendship ender. So the first world we went to was Olympus Coliseum. We had a choice, and Tammy chose this one, I guess. All
right. You had a choice?
Yeah. There were two circles.
Yeah, but they were question marks.
Well, you chose wrong.
Well, fuck me. Belle. Alright, I want to play a game. Belle?
Yeah?
What do you think is going to happen at the Coliseum?
People are going to die.
You know the calls. Which one's the Coliseum, right?
This is Hercules, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I will say the games are... These games are really good at recapturing the art style of the movies in 3D. But yeah, you're gonna see like how the Disney worlds are incorporated beyond Donald and Goofy. If you don't drop that bottle cap,
oh my god!
Oh no!
What's he gonna do with it?
He's gonna chew it up and leave it on my board. I'm gonna step on it at night.
Oh! Poco just likes to throw shit like that around. Like she won't chew it. I'm actually really fortunate in the fact that my cat doesn't chew anything. She'll fuck with stuff, but she won't really chew anything.
My cat punches me in the face out of nowhere.
I found puppies!
Puppies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to go around and find all 99
yeah.
Dalmatians.
The, in Traverse Town, the 99 Dalmatians all got lost. So,
aww.
Yeah, you gotta find them.
Yeah, you were sleeping, ho.
Oh my god. let me live. I got like 2 hours of sleep last night.
What are you doing?
He's having fun. He's being a happy boy. He's like, I'm gonna get my exercise.
He's
Dad.
All over Aki's luggage.
Oh, so there's another thing. So we will probably shit talk a lot about our school. We can't drop the name because we don't want to get expelled. Oh, I'm already graduated. I don't know.
But we don't want to get expelled.
And also, we don't want to get like the podcast shut down.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably more likely that we'll shit talk people at our school if we're being completely honest.
Did they get Danny DeVito?
No. I was literally about to say, hi, Danny DeVito impersonator.
You gonna keep running into that wall? Are you trying to push it? Alright, Tammy.
It weighs a ton.
I'm gonna clue you in on a secret. You see that Trinity mark next to it?
I can't move. I can only do blue.
Yeah. All right. Do you see where I'm going with this?
It's way too heavy.
Yes. I know.
Go ahead.
Pussy.
Say it. So does he just like talk like that to Hercules?
Probably.
I mean,
yeah, that's definitely not Danny DeVito.
No.
Should Look at we, that power.
Should we do more than one episode for Kingdom Hearts since these games are long?
I doubt we'll cover it. I doubt
we might
we'll,
have to do three.
Yeah, I'm thinking like probably three. I wouldn't go beyond three.
We have. I mean,
yeah. Conversely. Well, no, we probably shouldn't go over 30 minutes. That's.
Yeah.
I very rarely sit and listen to a podcast for 30 minutes unless it's one I really like. I will watch Game Grumps for hours on end, though.
So, all right.
Also, keep in mind that we're going to be cutting stuff, like what I'm saying right now.
Are we cutting?
If I can figure out how to edit it.
Watch
well,
this be what goes.
Up until now, we can't cut.
Yeah.
Until we know.
Once I learn how to properly use an app, I swear I'm the brains. Once I figure out how to cut things.
Mind you, he used the word obligation.
That was a reference to a show that I won't name because people will judge me for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it Rugrats?
No.
I thought I was there.
Who would judge me for Rugrats?
We should have the Rugrats episode because I've never seen it.
What?
What?
You know this about me.
Yeah, I know.
You've never seen Rugrats?
She hasn't seen shit. She hasn't seen shit.
Were you just not a Nickelodeon kid?
I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of things. I wasn't really allowed to
watch
Sesame Street.
I'm not gonna do the call.
Sesame Street got away with a lot of stuff.
Away.
Like there are old episodes of Sesame Street. These are actual clips with like a dude who walks around in a trench coat and he's like, "Hey kid, wanna buy a letter O?" That was on a children's cartoon. or children's
live-action show.
Also, like, Kermit was low-key verbally abusive to Cookie Monster, so I can understand not wanting your kid to watch old Sesame Street when, like, the FCC let you get away with a lot.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Muppets was, they were, not super censored, either.
No.
Oh, I
want to
see that new Muppets movie.
Oh, the one that's, like, the adult Muppets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've only seen the commercials for Muppets, but from what I've seen, it has a lot of adult humor.
It depends on which version. Because there's, like, the original one, which kids could watch it, but there were, like, some jokes that probably would have gone over the kids' head. There's the Muppet Show, which is, like, the newest one, where it was, like, The Office. And it was aimed towards adults. There's, like, Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. There's like, different iterations. There's tons of movies. But generally speaking, Muppets are aimed towards kids.
Oh, no, I know they're aimed towards kids, but I know that it's like...
They have adult humor.
They definitely have a lot of adult humor from what I've seen.
We're talking about everything but Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Do you ever customize your gummy shit?
Me?
Yeah.
In this game, I did it once because I was having trouble with the level. In Kingdom Hearts 2, it is... more fun, so I do find myself customizing it. But you don't need to. It's more or less a pointless feature. In this one, I just customize it to make it easier. I, like, put better weapons on it. But I don't ever, like, change the shape of the gummy ship.
I remember my first time playing Game Hearts, I didn't know how the gummy ship shit works. So, like, I attached this random piece on there without even, like, realizing it. And then, so, my gummy ship had this, like, random, awkward, like, piece just jutting out of the side, like, some oblong. If you ever watched Oblongs.
Yeah, I do. I remember.
But, you remember that little girl that just had a thumb sticking out of her head?
Yeah.
It looked like that. But it was so stupid. I was like, God damn it, how do I take this off?
Alright, so because we're, like, winding down to the 30-minute mark, and we still haven't shown a whole lot of what this game has to offer to Belle, because Phil was being a huge old dick.
Yeah, we're finally getting to Tarzan, so...
Do you want to make this a two-parter? Like,
I thought we said three.
Yeah, it might have to be a three-parter.
We can do that.
Okay.
All right. We still got like a few more minutes in this one.
So
we're about to land at Tarzan.
At Tarzan World.
Belle, what's your favorite Disney movie? I feel like I've asked you this, but I don't remember.
Hunchback.
That actually is in one of the games. Not in this one. It's in Dream Drop Distance, which is as much as I would like to skip to that one, so you can see your favorite Disney movie. You'd be wildly confused because it's one of the newer titles.
Well, either way, she still gets to see the environments here and how they. It's really cool how they, like, the developers manipulated the worlds and still they have them pretty true to the original in the movies and stuff like that, but turned it into a playable world.
Yeah. I mean, Disney seems like one of those companies that they are very particular about their properties. I don't... Not to say that, like, Square Enix would, like, fuck it up. They clearly know how to make a video game. I won't talk for gameplay on all of them, because some of the Final Fantasies are more enjoyable than others. But they always look amazing. And the styles can vary ever so slightly, depending on the title. So, I don't think Disney was too worried about, you know, them not getting the style right. But you're right, they do a great job of, damn, you can even, like, oh yeah, I was close for you. It's my boy Tarzan!
Anytime I draw hands, I look, like, especially for males, I look at Tarzan's hands.
Alright.
They're so beautifully drawn.
I can say this because she is, like, a character from 20-somethings.
Danger.
Jane?
Jane.
Thank you.
Jane's adorable.
Boy,
she's
Jane.
She's cute. She and she's, like,
personality.
She's a damsel without being insulting.
Jane could get it.
Jane
is one of my Disney crushes. Which is, it's okay, because she's one of the characters that doesn't look way older than she is.
I like how her voice is really unique.
Yeah, we talked about it before. Her voice is like, her voice is raspier, right. Like, compared to other Disney heroines. He had a fight with his boyfriend.
Oh my god.
We are clear Riku and Sora shippers. Mainly because
it's because of that scene in Kingdom Hearts 2, and if you played it, you know what we're talking about. We're he sees Kyrie and he's like, oh hey Kyrie, what's up? And he sees Riku and he like just tears, drops to his knees,
falling, holding he's holding his hand.
His face is suspiciously close to Riku's dick.
Oh my god. Guys. I'm like, what? I'm less than 30 minutes into this fucking game.
Actually, bitch, we've been at this game for a while. You've just been asleep.
Officially. Officially, bitch.
Yeah. But, well, also, I mean, the thing is, he doesn't even look like Riku, because he's handsome. Mantex? Zemnis! No, he's Ansem.
What?
Sorry.
Wait, who?
What?
Riku.
Did you just yell Riku. Mantex
in Kingdom Hearts 2, yeah.
Okay, the joke is, Zemnis' name, if you rearrange it, it's Mantex. Because it's X.
Oh my god.
You're thinking of
Zemnis. Zemnis.
Yes.
Yeah, X-E. Did I say Ansem?
You said Ansem.
Oh, I meant
this. Sorry. What we're talking about will make sense if we ever like get around to showing Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay.
But there is a character named Ansem. All right.
So, oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah, he's
Clayton.
Boy, Clayton. He All right. I'm gonna explain this real quick, and then we'll have to like end this episode.
Wrap up. Yeah.
But there's the creatures that Damien's been fighting. There's a Heartless. When someone succumbs to the darkness in the heart, they turn into a Heartless, and when that happens, the body that gets left behind creates a nobody. There is a group of nobodies called Organization 13, and they distinguish themselves from their humans by adding X into their name and then rearranging it. So the character named Ansem, his nobody is named Zemnis. That probably doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I get it. Like,
we'll at some point in the future, whenever we like actually get to Kingdom Hearts 2, it'll
make sense.
Yeah, but that's going to have to wrap it up for this episode. I don't really have a way of closing it at all, actually.
Not yet, because we are not...
pause this.
Was our first podcast.
So thanks for listening. we appreciate it if you guys will continue listening to our stupid rambles.
And subscribe. And we will have our friend Veronica join us in the future.
Eventually.
When she's present.
She's
a sassy little bean.
She's a fashionable little bean.
She's a fashionable sassinable.
Alright.
No. Alright. That was... Alright. Well, thank you guys so much. Have a good day, and we'll see you next time. Or hear you. I don't fucking know.
Oh my god. Goodbye, guys.